Today, US inflation is still a thing. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and property news. Well, a key measure of US consumer prices rose only modestly for a second month, bolstering the hopes that the Federal Reserve can tame inflation without sparking a recession. But the results hardly moved markets at all. Bear in mind the next Fed meeting is in September, with much more data to come before then. The core consumer price index, which excludes often volatile food and energy costs, rose 0.2% for a second month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics data showed on Thursday that marked the smallest back-to-back gains in more than 2 years. Economists view the core measure as a better indicator of underlying inflation than the overall CPI, which increased 0.2%. The annual CPI measure, however, picked up slightly due to a less favorable comparison with the index a year ago, or in other words, the past help over recent months from the base effects is actually now diminishing. The progress on inflation, combined with solid economic growth and a healthy but gradual cooling labour market, represents another step in the right direction for the central bank. The highest interest rates in 22 years have played a role in calming price pressures, but have yet to tip the nation into a recession that many economists once thought was inevitable. While the latest CPI report likely boosts the chances that the Fed will leave rates unchanged at their meeting next month, inflation does remain above their target. Officials will also have a number of other key data points to consider before then. The details show that more than 90% of the increase in the overall CPI was due to housing costs, which have been otherwise moderated since the start of the year. Used car prices, meanwhile, fell for a second month, while airfares posted the biggest back-to-back decline since the start of the pandemic. Nonetheless, American households faced increased costs for necessities last month. Groceries rose by the most since early this year. Utilities were higher and gasoline prices were rising. Auto insurance is up the most since 1976 on an annualized basis. Excluding housing and energy services, prices rose 0.2% from a month earlier, a pickup from June. As a result, the year-over-year metric edged up to 4.1%, the first acceleration this year. While Fed Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues have stressed the importance of looking at such a metric when assessing the nation's inflation trajectory, they compute it based on a separate index. The July Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, which is also the basis of the Fed's 2% target, will be released later this month. The acceleration in services prices last month was partially offset by deflation in merchandise, led by a decline in used car prices. The so-called core goods prices, which excludes food and energy commodities, fell by the most since March of last year. And shelter costs, which are the biggest services component and makes up a third of the overall CPI index, rose 0.4% for a second month. A moderation in housing costs is an essential feature for a sustained downward trend in core inflation. The sustained strength of the economy and moderating inflation have prompted several economists, including those at the Fed, to drop their forecast for a recession altogether. Consumers, meanwhile, are finally benefiting from rising real wages, but the outlook remains murky, both for the economy and inflation. The resumption of student loan payments and tightening lending conditions remain key headwinds. And on the inflation front, the path could get a bit bumpier. For example, the CPI won't reflect the full extent of the latest surge in gasoline prices until the next report. And meanwhile, health insurance, which has acted as a welcome drag on the CPI for the past year because of the way that the BLS calculates the figure, will soon begin adding to consumer price growth. A separate report on Thursday showed that applicants for unemployment benefits rose by the most in 2 months, and continuing claims, a proxy for the number of Americans receiving benefits, remain relatively subdued. After falling for 2 years, inflation-adjusted wages grew 0.3% in July and were up 1.1% from a year earlier. Or in other words, the data is still not all necessarily signaling one direction. And this, of course, is going to be a continued thorn in the side of markets over the summer, conscious that the Fed won't meet again until September. By then, I suspect that some of the beneficial base effects will have dropped out of the system, and oil will be higher therefore gasoline prices will be higher, and that'll be an inflation generator. And wages growth is still pretty strong, particularly in the service sector, so expect services inflation to continue strongly. And again, the benefits of the recent adjustments to health insurance have also dropped out. So that means that data is not pointing all in one direction, which means that we're not out of the inflation woods yet. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.